Mercy and hearing Welcome just to the Praise Radio Show. Al, we started singing. You better go ahead, Miss Joy.
Yeah, that's what just came up with that song.
All right.
Just the three of us.
Yeah, we can do it if we try.
He is a little different.
He's a little strange.
So to my right, well, first of all, I'm Mandy D. Robinson, the host of the Praise Radio Show.
What's going on here?
And to my right, I have the wonderful... The handsome, because he's looking at me. I didn't say it. Richard C. Knowles.
Because you never started with
and
me first.
I know. Wow.
New year.
New year.
I didn't even start with me for a minute.
Hello.
I was going to say, she don't know her right from her left.
She don't even know what's happening.
And to my left, I have the beautiful,
Miss
Joy.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We haven't seen Miss
Joy. So happy to be here.
Yeah. We haven't seen her since last year.
I know.
Yeah.
But we glad you're feeling better. You look beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I woke up this morning sneezing again. I was like, wait a minute. No. I think it's this show.
Don't try it.
I think it's this show.
You only sneeze on Sundays?
I won't do it.
I was healed.
Every
I woke up.
She said
and I was snuffy. I mean,
snuffy.
I was stuffy and I was sneezing. And I was like, wait a minute now.
Just
can't call in again.
Wait a minute.
I done called in 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
And we don't meet every...
No, we will have to come to the show at your house.
A whole month.
Yeah, we just do the show at your house.
We're going to just set up the camera.
We're doing a PJ show. We're going to call it a PJ show.
Yeah, everybody had their pajamas on. I like
PJs
it.
On.
Oh, I like it. Well, we're going to do this, you know, we did the welcome, and we're going to just go straight in because we have to take a break so we can get back on track. But today's topic, we're just doing some...
Chit-chat.
Uh-oh. Around relationship. Some questions, some answers, some conversation. We doing it. We doing it until March.
Whenever you send an agenda and it says, we're just going to talk, I say, I feel like Tracy Morgan. Like, no. Like, because that means you could go... anywhere.
We're gonna stay on track.
You need a topic. When you write to me, we just gonna talk. That's the scariest shows in the world to me. People say, well, what kind of stuff y'all talk about? I said, everything is great until Andy says.
We just gonna talk. Well, see, that's more of a reason for you to tune in. Stay tuned in. Call your friends. Now, I am going to throw a disclaimer out there because we are talking about relationships. Not that this is the setup, but my disclaimer is that, you know, if you want to remove the children, just in case some of the topic gets a little grown up. It won't be too grown, but it might get a little grown up. We don't know.
No, it's not.
We grown.
My pretty princess is in the room.
It might get a little grown up, though. She better go find herself.
My pretty princess
she
is in
better
the
go
room,
somewhere,
so
too. Yeah, it's not going to get too crazy because we do have a child in there. But
right.
It is going to get, again.
Shout out to my goddaughter.
Preferences for the parents. Parental preferences.
You finished?
So, yes, I'm finished.
You
can remove
it.
No, we didn't talk about
it's
it yet.
Over?
Not yet. It's not over.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no. But before we go,
what?
This is our 97th show.
97.
97.
97. That means somebody should give me $97.
No.
That's we get $97?
No, you get 97 seconds before we're about to take this break. And you might not get that. Yeah, we're going to take a break, but 97, we're going to 100. And we're going to give out 100 gifts, so stay tuned.
Oh, Lord.
We?
Right.
El French.
Old school, new school, here we go, one, two, three, four. See, I've been through the
Welcome.
Welcome back.
We was in here checking out our Christmas presents.
Yes.
I took Miss Joy's Christmas present to our house.
Yes, I appreciate that.
I went to visit.
And you dropped off Mr. Richard Knowles.
And I dropped off Mr. Richard C. Knowles' gift too.
Yes, you did.
You did?
I did. I took it over to her because I didn't know if I was going to see her on Christmas
Day. And with that,
I
got cake, right?
Yes. Yes, she got carrot cake.
Carrot cake, which is my absolute favorite. Cake. No, it wasn't from you.
But you don't
I didn't get any.
You like carrot cake?
Oh, all of a sudden,
know. You got to live closer. You not in
what? You had icing on it?
What? Yeah.
Oh, stop. No, you didn't.
And it was so good.
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You saved the piece?
She did.
I ate it.
She ate that piece. She did that.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to take this.
Wait, you saw her face? Yeah, yeah. She was like, that wasn't on the schedule. Yeah.
That was an impromptu.
That was not on the schedule. So really quick, before we jump into our conversation.
Right.
97. So we're going to hit the 100 mark next month, our third Sunday of February. And Richard C. Knowles came up with an awesome idea, which was to,
That's not my phone. I don't know everybody that's not
my
phone.
I'm
going
to talk to the stage manager, sir.
Let me tell you about, okay?
So what happened was,
we were told to turn our phones off.
I did.
Somebody doesn't listen.
The devil turned it back on.
We're not doing that. That's what we're doing.
Is that our conversation for today? The devil made me do it?
We're not doing
no,
that.
He didn't make me do it. He did it by himself. Ain't that something?
The nerve.
That's not okay. But anyway, for 100, Richard C. Knowles came up with a great idea to give away 100 gifts. And that is so awesome and so fits in with my personality and just what I desire to do. No, what? Because you're going to give these to people?
Yes. let me take these Christmas gifts back.
No.
And get ready to give these to
them. No, well, you could give them the bag.
No, they want the stuff in the bags.
No, that's not. That's not. That's
y'all
not. That's not.
With
that's not biblical.
So we're not going to tell them because I got to tell you offhand.
Okay,
off,
well we're not going to tell them anything anyway.
What I think they should be. What
okay.
It should be.
So some of the stuff will be a surprise. Some of the stuff will be pop ups we're doing that day. We're going to be out. We're going to still do our show that day. But we are going to do some outdoorsy stuff that day. So we may pop up at a church. We may just be outside. We may be a blessing, you know.
We might just pop up out of box.
Pop.
Wow. It was the praise radio show.
Not me.
No, I can't. I can't do boxes. I can't do boxes.
You know, this show is too much.
Because if I can't box, who's going to get me out that box? Like, that's not my back, my knee. No.
Pop up out of box.
Out the box. Well, if I do pop
where
up out that box.
Where have you been, Richard?
Yeah.
Where have you been? Popping out of boxes.
Oh, no, not that kind of pop.
This is strange.
That's cake.
Hello.
That's cake.
This
that's
is very strange.
It's going to make me pray hard.
This whole show is strange. So let's move on. Our topic, we talking relationships. And today is just chit-chat. Just out there. We just going to go for it. So one of the things I did want to discuss in terms of marriage, I hear a lot of people say, including yourself, if I'm not mistaken, but I've heard a lot of people say or ask the question, does God care about your happiness or care about happiness in marriage? What are your thoughts? Do you think God cares if couples are happy?
Somebody
or not
really
happy in marriage?
That
well, not well. Yeah, it's a real question. No, I'm saying, you know, the question has been thrown out. I've heard about
he
it.
Cares
he cares
about your
happiness?
Joy, period.
Okay.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and out of that joy comes your happiness and all those other things that transcends from there. Mm-hmm. But of course, God cares about every and anything that we do. You know, because he said, I've made you beautifully and wonderfully.
He did. You see me?
So, anyway, as I was going forward.
Wow.
No, but God cares about everything. There's nothing that he doesn't care about, and happiness is included, you know.
Okay.
Through his love.
Okay.
What why is Joy smiling over there?
Because I'm convinced that people have no clue what they're doing when they get married.
I'm kind of convinced of that.
I'm convinced that people say they want to get married,
right,
and they get married, but they don't have a clue what you are actually signing up for.
True.
So, but I guess that's neither here nor there. So I feel like when you start talking about marriage, you are really tugging at me to talk about marriage. But I think that God might care about my happiness, but I think he cares more about my purpose than my happiness.
Amen.
So everything in my marriage is not going to make me happy, but the things that I go through are shaping me and molding me to look more and more like him. And when you look at the fact of like how Jesus loves, I feel like being married is the closest thing to showing me.
You better preach.
What it really means to love someone unconditionally, how God says, well, not how God says, but how God loves us.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see you frowning because you want it. You came today to fight.
Okay. Hey.
Because I'm with it.
All
right. I'm with it on Jesus. This topic.
Now, anyway.
Well, anyway, marriage, but it starts with the word that's being used, relationship. You know, because we got to realize that God is relational.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you don't build that foundation of a relationship before you even get to that concept of marriage, then you are going to have some situations.
You're going to have situations. Nothing regardless.
Is perfect, right? Nothing is perfect. Even a unmarried relationship is not necessarily perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship is to me people in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Not just with themselves, but with one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because I might not like something you do.
Right.
And if the foundation is not established, then we're going to have some problems.
But we're going to have problems regardless.
I understand that.
Which is also biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're going to have trials and tribulations.
And
I delivered you out of them all.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the relationship starts with God.
Of mm-hmm. course.
That's where it really starts with. And, you know, it's interesting that you said that because... I believe it was...
Who said what?
One of y'all.
What
he don't know the difference between us.
A woman said.
He don't even know what we said. One of you said something.
Can you get online?
Because...
No, I'm trying to get online. I'm trying to look up something.
Because we have a habit, and I believe I heard my pastor say this. I don't know if he said it this morning or not, but, you know, it's God sent that woman to you, or God sent you that man. And the thing is, if you don't have a relationship with God and hear from God, you're going to flip and go to someone who's not supposed to be for you for that particular segment of your life.
Maybe not. But
yeah, okay.
Well, no.
I want to hear
necessarily,
from God.
I'm not saying you should not hear from God. I'm just saying, I mean, God kind of sets our lives up sometimes that I do feel like sometimes we aren't always, even when we're in Christ, we're not always listening. Mm. And it don't mean that, you know, he's still not setting us up for greatness or trying to redirect our paths or put us in the right place. So sometimes I feel like maybe, you know, you hook up with somebody and then get to a place in life where, let's say you meet that person, you guys aren't saved. At some point, you know, you get saved, you're in ministry, life is working great. In comparison to them, maybe somebody that was saved when they got married, was in love with Jesus, said they heard from God, and are on their way to getting a divorce. I don't think everything is black and white. I'm not saying you should not hear from God. I feel like, of course, that is the best way to go. You should listen and wait on God. I feel like there's a difference between knowing what you need and what you want. I feel like waiting on God, God's going to give me what I need, and I'll get some of what I want within that. I feel like when I do it on my own, I'm going specifically for the things that I want and not really paying attention to some of the things I need, because I don't even know all the things I need, you know, in comparison to what God knows about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking for a scripture, I believe it's in Matthew's, where God, Jesus was speaking to the people, and they were just talking about marriage. And basically, you know, they were saying, like, marriage, based on what Jesus was saying, you know, about marriage, like, well, then what's the point? Like, this is hard. Because he was saying when it came to Moses, the people were asking, like, why, when Moses established, talked about marriage, it was okay, according to those laws, to get a divorce. It was okay. And Jesus was saying, no, like, those were Moses' laws. And Moses pretty much put that in existence because of the people. Like, the people kind of pushed him in that direction. And the difference between Moses' laws and God's law was that Moses was more of a contract, which is what a lot of us go into marriage thinking. We're just signing this contract. Whereas what God established was a covenant. What's the difference? A contract is pretty much a promise that is made to be broken based on how I feel that day, based on my expectations of this marriage, based on my expectations about you. You know, we promise to love each other. We promise through sickness and in health. We promise all the beautiful things that the preacher, you know, tells us to recite those words that day and promise. But when it comes to God, laws like this, a whole. We'll be there forever. You know, that's why you're supposed to study daily. We'll be there forever. You know, we're not being, a lot of us, a lot of weddings I've been to, the preacher, the person really wasn't going in or digging in deep into what it meant, what that covenant means. That covenant is just not a promise. And it's not just a promise between you and your spouse. Like, that's a whole other level. God intended for you guys to be one. And like she said, it's not just about you and your expectations and what you desire. But sometimes in that marriage, God helps you to see you. God helps you to understand his love in that relationship. So there's a whole variety of things. And in a covenant, you just don't, you don't break that. God's intent was not divorce with that covenant. So in that scripture, he was telling them, like, we need to get back to God's way and how God established marriage. But we're going to take a break real quick. Don't go back. Don't go nowhere. We even go get a snack.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gonna step in and make it alright. So only do it, you say you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, oh yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, you say you would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Award winning.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Praise Radio Show. 2019, y'all.
2019. Speaking of 19, I found the scriptures, Matthew 19, 1 and 12. And Jesus was talking to some of the law keepers, and they were asking him about marriage. And basically, the question was, is it okay to get a divorce? And God was explaining to them, basically, let no man divide what God has put together. And the Lord makes us pretty much ask, then why did the law of Moses allow a man to divorce his wife if he put it down in writing and gave it to her? And Jesus said to them, because of your hard hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives. It was not like that from the beginning. And I say unto you, whoever divorces his wife except for sex sins, marries another is guilty of sex sins in marriage. Whoever marries her that is divorced is guilty of sex sins in marriage. His followers then said, if that is the way of man with his wife, it is better not to be married. Like, these jokers was like, look, then this ain't working. Because if I can't just get rid of her when I want, then maybe it's not even worth marrying. And if you go down in that scripture, 19:1-12, Jesus started explaining to them, like, marriage is not for everybody. And I think I have heard some Christians say that too and use the scripture is better for man to, what is it? Anybody know where I'm going?
No.
For man not to be alone, or better for me, no, not that one, but for us not to be alone. But
marry or burn,
at the end of the day, everybody is not meant to be married. No, it is not easy. And it is, again, a covenant. It is better that you do not get married and play these games than to make that covenant with God and then break that vow. Because that vow is not just between you and that person. It's between you and that person and God. And, you know, with that being said, again, I do think that God is concerned about you being happy. I do think he wants you to be happy. I don't think he put you here to be miserable. But in the same token, I think it goes back to what Ms. Joy said. It's also about purpose. And I think that's why it is important to hear from God and to know what the purpose is. Even within that marriage, I mean, we go into marriage with expectations versus having a conversation about what the vision is for that marriage and understanding what God's purpose is in marriage and then seeing if this is something we want to do. Because you cute for but so long.
Hello.
But eventually, I don't care who you are, that cuteness, you know, all of that stuff fades. Even when you're still beautiful on the outside, like your attitude that day may turn that person off from your beauty, the butterflies go away. And at some point, reality hits, and reality don't always have to be something that that person did to you in a negative. Like, life happens from sicknesses to death to all kind of things that you cannot plan for and will not know how the other person will react until you are sitting right there in it. I'm sure, you know, even in friendships, there are things that friends have done that you're like, I would never have ever believed that, you know, my friend would have did this or this could have happened or even that I would have reacted that, you know, that way until you are in it. I have a lot of people that are not married. When you have married conversations that say, when, you know, you're watching TV or something happens, that couldn't be me and I would never. You don't know what you're going to do till you're sitting right there.
Well, one of the points you was hitting that I was grasping on. Yeah, you hit something. Yes. One deep, but you hit it.
Wow.
Yeah. What?
What
was the fact that we have to, before you even think about that, and I'm talking from a singles perspective, you got to know who you are. You got to know your purpose. You got to individualize things first before you even think about going into that part of a relationship as far as thinking about marriage. You know, because, you know, I joke around sometimes and I say, man, sometimes I can't even get on, I get on my own nerves sometimes.
Hello.
You know. No, you
I'm
were saying.
Speaking
oh,
for me.
Oh, I just was trying to figure out. I just trying to figure out why you said hello, so quickly.
Hello.
You know, and
amen, brother.
Yeah. Hey to the man.
You know, but these are the things that we have to look at, and it's true. Everybody's not meant possibly to be married. But when Paul said that to be content in where you're at, you know. He didn't necessarily mean you're going to stay there. To me, I take that and revelate it as being content, knowing that I'm not going to stay in that position, whatever that position is. So that also goes in relationships. That also goes in towards marriage. But you have to look at it the single perspective first, because you have to love you, be happy with you, and enjoy who you are. And now that connector is there, that help meet is there, you know, M-E-E-T, that help meet is there. And like the word says, how can two walk together unless they agree. All right.
I'm laughing because you had to spell it M E E T.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't want nobody to think he's talking about chicken.
Sorry. You know, I can't. I won't do it.
So it's important that, you know, all my single brothers and sisters out there look at that first, and then you'll be able to walk into what God has for you. God has a plan for everybody, and then we go back to the word purpose. Because God is a purposeful God, and therefore he's made us to be purposeful because we're made in his image and in his likeness.
Amen.
So we have all the qualities and the qualifications that God has, but our problem is we don't put it to use. We don't utilize what we've been given. And relationship is who God is. God is relational. If he wasn't, he wouldn't have told, Adam? He wouldn't have told Adam, it's not good for man to be alone. You know, because it's cool that you and
when
I.
When I asked, what was that again? Everybody act like they know what I'm talking
about. It's cool. God said, like, it's cool for you and I to be, you know, together and we chilling and we walking through. But, you know, I'm going to give you a help meet so that you could have somebody else to chill with.
Right. But a lot of times I think we get caught up in thinking our help meet is supposed to meet every need. And nobody can meet every need. That's God. God said, I shall supply all your needs. All your needs. So I think, you know, instead of looking for it, and I think that's where happiness comes in, where some people say, you know, God's not concerned about happiness. I think that, you know, when it comes to happiness, that's something that enhances. That person can enhance your life. Mm-hmm. Same with your friendships. You know, you should have friendships that are mutual. You should have friendships that are pouring into and not taken away from. So with your marriage, yes, it's nice for that person to enhance. They should enhance your life. But more than enhance, marriage was designed to transform your life. It's about the transformation. And not just in that person, in yourself. In yourself. And when you put that person first, again, that starts exhibiting God's love. What God meant about faithfulness. What God meant about commitment. These are things you're not going to learn just being and walking around by yourself. Because when you're walking around by yourself, you're concerned with yourself. Not that, and again, we're not talking about being a blessing and being a giver, because I did those things when I was single too. But I mean, there's a whole other level of relationship and love when you're in a marriage. Mm-hmm. And those things are also, that relationship is designed to show you a whole other level of God's love. Not just receiving it, but again, providing it and giving it.
Exactly. And I think that, as you say, like this whole thing about happiness, one thing that I had to realize with my husband is it wasn't his job to make me happy. Mm-hmm. Like that's my own job. Like how you said, okay, yes, we have happy times together, but it's not your husband's job and it's not your wife's job to make you happy or to keep you happy. And for me anyway, I think happiness is fleeting. That's what I think.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that you could be happy about something today and then and be tomorrow. Upset about something
exactly.
tomorrow.
Exactly.
But one thing that I did learn over time, I feel like when I did get married, I felt like, and I feel like he felt like it was his job to keep me happy or to make me happy. And over time, as you stay married and you go through things, it's like one day you have to wake up and realize for yourself. Like, one day I woke up for myself and it was like, you know what? That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. Like, it's not his job to make sure that I'm happy. That's my own job. You know, I feel like time is going to run out. But, I mean, I feel like I got so much to say about marriage, it doesn't even make any sense. But, like, we go through things. Like, I feel like we come into marriage with baggage. We come in to marriage with a whole bunch of baggage that has never been dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even today, like I heard the pastor, what is his name? John something or another. Like everybody's loving him right now. African-American.
John Gray?
John Gray. And he admitted to cheating on his wife. But this comes after he did the whole show about the voices of sisters and how he said, you know, my wife has covered me so many times. And it's like, I remember watching that clip and saying, dag, like, I'm failing as a wife. Because what he's saying about what his wife has done for him, like, loved him through 30 seconds. Loved him,
Y'all
loved
got
him
it today.
Through And covered him in the midst of, and like how he was like, you know, she's like a coat, and she's still too big for me, and I'm still growing into her. The way that he talked about his wife, I remember feeling less. But then after getting the perspective today, and him saying, oh, like she had, like he had cheated, it's like, okay, so that came from a deeper place of saying, like, she's covered me and she's loved me. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole thing of how we're saying, like, you know, God, that's a whole nother level of what he's saying.
In spite of.
In spite of. A whole nother level.
We're going to take a break really quick. We're going to come back.
We got the 30 seconds.
And can we hear from Keandra Lockett? Try. That's it? That's it? That's where we going? What are we doing? Let's do that. Because we, did we? Did we? Okay. Okay, let's go to Fred Hammond.
Don't touch that dial.
Touch it.
The award-winning Praise Radio Show will be right back.
Break the dial.
In these troubled times, in these times of chaos, it's still good to know that the Word of God is sure and that we have a promise. We have a promise.
I know the ministry.
I know.
Father and me.
Father and me.
Thought I could make it by my spirit.
My
spirit
is come and refresh me.
Come and refresh me.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the strength to try again.
There is nothing.
Everything I've been searching for, I'm finding you completely.
And I'm crying,
Lord, I need your love. I can't find all the help.
Oh,
nothing I've been
can I compare. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When my
life is changing,
always
in the
future, when I'm overwhelmed, I'll call on the name of the Overmaker. You are the blessed. But can you just remember, he's a present help. Trouble.
Welcome back to the award-winning Praise Radio Show. And we've been talking about relationships, and I know Sister Joy, you want to speak a little bit about it too?
I think I just want to be clear. Like, I want everybody to know, like, I don't bring it up that he cheated on his wife because I'm judging him. Like, no judgment here. I feel like everybody has to walk out their own salvation. Walk with God. Like, I am not judging that man in no way, shape, or form. The reason why I brought it up is because his wife testified about it. And when she was testifying about it, she said something that made a lot of sense to me, because she was, because at first it was like, you know, I feel like women just do stuff. Like, I'm just going to stand by my man. I just, you know, like, women don't want to be by themselves. I'm just going to stand by my man, whatever. But what she said changed my perspective, I guess, or changed what I was thinking, because she broke it down as to say, she decided to stand by her husband because there was an area in his life that maybe this strange woman spoke to, the 16-year-old in him. It wasn't like the whatever age he is, but that 16-year-old of him, of something that was never fulfilled. And then this strange woman came and basically ministered to that section of his life, which like then allowed him to carry out what he carried out, still trying to get that whatever fulfilled. That was that you were missing at 16 fulfilled. And I feel like that thing was deep. Yeah. In my head, I was like, now that was good. Yeah. That's something else. And this is what I'm saying. We come into these marriages with this baggage. We come into these marriages broken. We come into these marriages with these things that still have not been dealt with, thinking that we're ready for something that we might not necessarily be ready for. So sometimes it's like, even I'm like, I pray and I'm like, God, I need you to make me into that wife that can love my husband the way that he needs to be loved. Because I can't do that on my own. No. I'm coming and there's bits and there's pieces of me that have been taken from me at different areas of my life. When, let's say, when I was sinful, you know what I mean? Allowing this one to take a piece of me and this one to take a piece of me. And now I'm married to somebody and I'm trying to love him, but I'm not whole. Wow. Which it takes me to a place of now praying this prayer of like, okay, God, I need you to make me whole. Because if I'm not whole, I can't love him properly. And then the same thing with him. There's things that has happened in his life and things that have gone on where, yes, something can come and probably whisper those sweet nothings to the 18-year-old in him of something that was not fulfilled. And this is why, like, I don't understand how people do it without Christ.
I don't either.
I have no idea. I say that all the time.
I don't either.
But with Christ, I feel like it takes prayer. Like, it takes a lot of prayer to be able to love someone through it all. And this is why I said in the beginning, I don't know about my happiness, but I know that loving my husband, and it's another prayer. I'm like, God, I don't want to love him because he does everything right. No. I don't want to love him. I want to love him when he's not lovable. Mm. I want to love him when he is getting on my last blasted nerve, when my life doesn't look like what you even promised me. Like, I want to love him through that. I want to know what unconditional love is. Mm. And I feel like in praying something like that,
you're going to learn today.
Oh, God going to give gonna you learn something today. For your behind.
Yes. God is going to give you something. I'm sitting here listening to that prayer, and I'm like,
for your behind. Hmm. But it's like I said on another show, we walk around with this God use me, God use me, God use me. Yep. And we think that means taking a mic and preaching, or taking a mic and singing a song, or praise dancing. Sometimes God use me is going to put you in a place right where, like, people are going to watch how you walk through something that should have rocked your whole world.
Wow. Been there, done that.
Absolutely.
It brought me into a
30 seconds.
A past
Oh, so we all got it today.
No lie.
It brought me into something that a pastor said.
Not for a break,
said,
though, and, for,
and
spotlight,
hope,
for spotlight.
And I hope I just don't mess this up. He said, the way to allow the past to be the past is to be able to resolve the past. Something to that effect, he said. Because I thought about it from what you were saying, because the past is what weighs us down a lot of times when you're going into these relationships. And it reflects on what you were just saying, and I probably got 5 seconds. And thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you, and you did that.
Have a blessed
life. You did that. You did that.
And now.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
A segment from our host. Let's spotlight.
Well,
right.
We're just going to go right into spotlight what's right. And if we have a few moments after to sum everything up, we will. But today, well, first of all, Spotlight What's Right, for those that are joining us for the first time, is a moment during the show where we get to spotlight something positive that's going on in the world. And today the spotlight is on a couple, Francis and Lisa Chan. And Francis and Lisa Chan decided to write a book, and they wanted to write a book to bring married couples back to Christ. Mm. And in writing this book, they also decided that, you know what, we're going to give this book away. We're not going to sell it. We want married folk to get back to Christ so much that we're just going to give them the book and be a blessing. So I think it was their 20th wedding anniversary. They was trying to figure out, what can we do for 20? What can we do? Mm-hmm. And a friend of theirs does these missionary trips to Africa. Mm. And they decided that's what we're going to do for 20.
Awesome.
So they went on this missions trip. And during the trip, they discovered, like, there were children that were, like, days away from death due to starvation and disease. They learned that there were young girls that were prostituting themselves for $5 just so they can, you know, have a meal that day just to survive. And when they saw all this devastation that was going on, they then decided they were going to sell the books. But they were going to sell the books and give 100% of the profits back into their friend's mission. So that he would be able to be a blessing to these children. And that's what they're doing. So the book is called You and Me Forever. And I believe the website is youandmeforever.org. You can go. You can make a donation. You can purchase the book and not only be a blessing to them, but be a blessing to your marriage. If you're not married yet, it's still a blessing. Mm-hmm. Because trust and believe. Don't wait until you get in a marriage to learn about marriage. That's kind of, you know, the topic today.
Hello.
And if you cannot afford it, but you want this in your marriage, same thing. You can still go and they'll give you the book. So Lisa and Francis Chan, we spotlight you today. Yes. Thank you so much for being the blessing.
Yes.
And we are on Wrap It Up. So today's topic wasn't crazy, right?
No, it
went well
bad.
With some great chit-chat,
it
I felt. But I feel like this is a topic that can go on and on. So we are going to have some guests between this month and next month that are going to come on and continue to help us, some authors. Pastor Harvey is supposed to come back because we weren't really able to dig into his book and his conversation. So he's supposed to be coming back. And we're going to continue this topic throughout February. So tune back in. If you have any, I know, but we're going to continue this topic through February. Mm. February, month of love, but not just about romantic love. Love, loving your neighbor, love your coworker, love everybody. So if you have any great ideas, anything that we can do to show our love, you know, for another organization, church, group, individual, let us know. Black, we're going to give out our 100 gifts on the third Sunday in February, so we'll continue to let you know about that. And our next show is when? Our next show is the 20th?
Yes, January 20th
of January.
2019.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's our next show. You can reach out to us at Praise Radio Show. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can email us at praiseradioshow@gmail.com. That is it. That
well,
is all.
Until next time. The award-winning Praise Radio Show. Want to thank you for tuning in. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. But don't forget to tell yourself on the 20th to tune back in. We love you.
Tell yourself
to tune back in. Tune back in.
Make sure you tell yourself.
Peace.
You actually had like about 10 whole seconds.
We love you.
Look, he goes.
But God loves you that long.
process.